do every day. If someone asks you, do you do it often? You'd say, yes, I
do.
All the time. Yes, I
do. I do all the time.
And I might ask you if you know a person, and you say, well, I don't know him, but I've
heard of him.
Did you ever say heard tell of him?
Yes, I've had that term used, and I think I've used it myself.
Okay, how would you say that?
I've heard tell of the individual.
And if there was a loud noise, I might ask you, did you
hear it?
And you say, yes, I
did.
Or yes, I
did not.
And what does a baby do before it's able to walk?
Crawl.
And Sam, she walked up to the altar and she what down?
Knelt down or genuflected, either
and
one.
If you were tired, you might say, I think I'll go over to the couch and
lie now.
And he said he was really sick all morning. He just what bed? He just
stayed in bed.
And find out something that you see in your sleep. He said, this is what I
dreamed of.
And often when I go to sleep, I
dream.
But I can't always remember what I had
dreamed.
And he said, I dreamed I was falling, but just when I was about to hit the ground, I
woke.
Huh?
I woke up.
And you bring your foot down heavy on the floor, and say you
stomped the floor.
And he said he was feeling so good that instead of walking, he went all the way home.
He ran all the way home.
He said he had run a mile.
He has run a mile, or he ran a mile.
Okay. And
he ran a mile, or you can put the other word in and say he has run a mile.
Okay. And I might ask you about something. You say, well, I think that's right, but I'm not
positive.
Or I'm not
sure.
And say if you saw a friend walking somewhere and you had your car, you say, can I
offer your lift?
Or can I what you home?
Bring you home.
Did you ever say carry but take?
You'd say, can I take you home?
Okay.
But you wouldn't say, can I carry you home?
And to get something that comes towards you, take hold of it and
pull it.
And the other way is
push it.
And if you had to sell some groceries and didn't have your car, so you picked it up then
your arms.
And did what?
Carried it.
Anything else you'd say besides carry?
Towed it.
And you tell a child, well, that stove is very hot, so
don't touch.
And if you needed a hammer, you tell someone to go.
Go bring me a hammer or go find me a hammer.
And a game that children play for one child will be it and the other to hide.
Mm-hmm.
Is
hiding, go see.
And a tree that you can touch and be safe.
Base.
And in football you run towards a
goal.
And you say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella because we hadn't gone half a block when it
started raining.
Okay. And you'd ask them, like, what time does the movie
start?
Or, in other words, what time does
begin?
And you say, it must have already
begun.
And 10 minutes ago it
began.
And if we were planning to meet somewhere and say, well, you don't need to hurry. If I get there first, I'll
wait.
Wait.
For you.
And if you were about to punish a child, he might ask you not to punish him, just give him one more
chance.
And someone who always catches on to a joke and sees the funny side of things, he's got a good sense of
humor.
And you say, well, we've got termites now, but I'm sure the exterminating company will
exterminate them.
Or will get
rid of them.
Do you ever say get shed out of them? Can you hear that?
Oh, I've heard the term used, but not with termites.
How do you hear it used?
Well, let's see. Stray dogs around the place. Heard old gentleman say, well, I'll get shit at them, son of a bitch, and he go get some gun and shoot them.
Would you use the word?
I use the word, talking about fleas on a dog. I've heard niggers say this time again. He gonna get shit at them fleas on that dog.